Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from our Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's working right now on the Third Watch, regardless of what you're doing, thanks for keeping America rolling along, and especially our over-the-road truck drivers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, Getter, the same way, and we're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And please don't forget to check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us from the website founderscode.com, that's founderscode.com, is Denise Simon. And good morning to you.
Good morning.
Joe Biden, his approval ratings are going down and down and down. Now, a major poll this week had him at the lowest rate they've had since they started polling him. Over the weekend, he came in at 36%, as Americans have become very dissatisfied talking about his handling of the crime, inflation, and the price of gas at the pump.
That's not quite all that it should be as I see it, but, if that's as far as we can get, then so be it, but... We also have a southern border problem. We've got a military conflict problem when it comes to Russia and China. So, at least some people are figuring some things out, but it's clearly not enough.
No, well, they're going with their wallet first, I think, is what we're hearing. That's what it appears to be. It's starting to affect the wallet.
I get that, but that just tells you that we've got voters that are not strategic thinkers. And
well, of course.
Yeah, it's a bigger thing on what a presidential administration cabinet is doing, but. Mm-hmm. Well, at least we are where we are.
So Joe Biden gave a speech about the tornadoes and offered to do whatever it takes to get everything taken care of there, the states ravaged by the tornadoes. And then he immediately went off on climate change and even called the tornadoes a hurricane.
Yeah, I know he did.
What a dope.
No argument from me.
And then we had the likes of Eric Swalwell and some other deranged Democrats that were ghoulishly politicizing the deadly tornadoes by going after Rand Paul and Ted Cruz and the Republicans for ignoring climate change, which caused the tornadoes.
Well, so when we have, these people that talk about climate change and blah, 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 what is it that they want? What is it they feel like that the United States can do that will cure, fix climate change once and for all.
Which I knew.
Does that mean that we all have to drive electric vehicles starting tomorrow?
Mm-hmm.
Does that mean that we get rid of fossil fuels tomorrow?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the conversation always seems to stop short of some real questions and some real answers. So,
I'm not sure what it was on, but they were talking about electric vehicles and how they had a back order of 50,000 electric vehicles, and each one of these was $67,000 a piece.
At a minimum.
Yeah.
At a minimum.
Yep.
So, has anybody asked any of these cats? We could start with Pete Buttigieg. Is there enough cobalt in the world for the volume of batteries that we're going to need? The answer to that is no.
Correct.
Has anybody asked where cobalt comes from?
No.
That is a major part of the batteries?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it comes from the Congo.
Yep.
And cobalt is mined by child slaves.
Yep.
Child slaves.
Mm-hmm.
Are there enough batteries in the world to power all of the batteries that we're going to have when we convert to all over to electric vehicles? The answer to that is no.
Mm-hmm.
So what's the forecast? What happens when a car's batteries crap out and they need to be replaced? Where do we put all the old batteries?
Throw them in the ocean. No, I'm just kidding. They'd have to bury them, I would think.
Well, there's the answers that we need to have, and we're not getting them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because
you
usually
know,
what happens...
Ask those questions... Then these people are going to go, you're part of the Flat Earth Society, because the Earth is really flat. Okay, fine, whatever.
Well, usually they take that stuff to a dump and bury it.
Yeah, well.
Don't know if they would do that with this, but who knows.
What's the plan?
Yep.
You know, that's what my question is.
All right, hold that thought. Here comes the music up in my ear. And, folks, I'll be right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And, again, go over there to her website, FoundersCode.com. Take a look at all the different things that she's about. Read the articles that are over there. And there's all kinds of links to different stuff there, too. Meanwhile, I'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Thank you very much, Kathy, and we appreciate that. By the way, this portion of the program brought to you by Geico. Geico Insurance, it's spelled G-E-I-C-O, and Geico's been saving people money for more than 75 years. They're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 25 million drivers, including me, your humble talk radio host. Now, your local Geico office can help you find coverage for almost anything you own, including the car you're driving, the truck you're driving. Maybe you have a motorcycle, an ATV, a boat, or an RV. They can insure those too. But where you really save the money is when you bundle your homeowners, your renters, or your condo's insurance policy onto your motor vehicle policy. Then you'll save a bunch of money. Now, to do that, go over to Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, and you can get the name of your local agent, or you can do it all right there on the website, Geico.com. All right, back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, and good morning again.
Good morning.
Attorneys for the families of the victims now say that they are suing the school for willfully destroying school shooting evidence, some of which was the security tape after the families brought their lawsuits against the school. Isn't that a little bit illegal?
What, to destroy the video?
Yep.
Anything is evidence. The answer to that is yes.
Uh-huh. So why do you suppose they did that? To try to get rid of some liability?
That's a huge possibility. Remember, it was kind of early on that there was a discussion that the school would be part of a lawsuit.
Right.
Because out of negligence. Mm-hmm. So if there's video that shows negligence, then they're going to destroy that evidence. So that makes things even necessarily worse.
Okay, let's go over to the phone. We've got Elliot on the phone. Okay, good morning, Elliot.
Yes, good morning, Captain. Good morning, Denise. How are you?
Morning. Good.
All right. You know, Denise, I want to just add something to what you mentioned about the Congo and about this cobalt. You know, over the weekend, I watched a 30-minute feed on cable from the Congo. Now, they showed extremely poor African women, men and children in the Congo with hammers banging on this hard cobalt rock. It looks sinister, folks, if you take a look at it. The ones who are stronger load their sacks with rocks faster. You see these poor people carrying it in their hands or propped up on their shoulders. Now, women fill the sacks halfway and place it on a pad on top of their heads. The conditions is absolutely appalling. It is sinister. China is sinister, and someone needs to stop this. It's a better way to get it. It's a better way.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you very
much. My point.
All right, thank you, Ollie. Go ahead, Denise.
That's my point. somebody ought to ask that question. We go back to climate change, and we go back to, you know, what is it they want to do? Well, they want everything to go to battery? Okay, well, if you go to any facility that has a plug-in stand so people can plug in their vehicles, not to mention that the vehicle's batteries, you know, are coming from the cobalt out of the Congo, what's powering those power stands, those little power stations that you plug into the vehicle? Where's that power coming from? It's coming from electricity, which is fueled generally by coal.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So why is it that these people have electric vehicles and they go to wherever they are and they pull up into a parking space that has a power station there for their battery? Why is it that they get free energy for their vehicle that we pay for, but we don't?
Mm-hmm.
So where's the inequity, Pete Buttigieg?
Yeah.
You know, I was playing tennis at a county park, very nice facility, by the way. It's got indoor gyms and classrooms and, you know, a huge Olympic pool, diving platform, and all the tennis court. But out front, there's a charging station for electronic vehicles. And one of the people on my tennis team happens to have a Tesla electric vehicle. And I saw her car was parked there getting her charged, so into our battery. Why are we paying for that as taxpayers?
Mm-hmm.
Are they paying for our gasoline? There is an inequity. Mm-hmm. Where are those lawsuits?
Mm-hmm. By the way, another little add to the story about the tornadoes. The FEMA administrator has now come out and blamed climate change for the deadly tornadoes.
Yeah,
what a moron. What a freaking moron.
Well, you know, let's do this. Let's go over to, you know, the technology that organizations that we have is funded by the government, like DARPA. How about that? Why don't we fire up some, you know, technology we have and blast some things out of the sky so we never have tornadoes or hurricanes again? How about that? Why don't we start playing with Mother Nature here?
Mm-hmm. Well, we know we can make it rain. We know we can do that.
Yeah. Okay. So
in a small area.
You know,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, you know, when you have those major droughts going on in California where they're constantly looking for water and these poor farmers and blah, blah, blah,
mm-hmm.
Well, why are we not helping them out? It's, you know, if we're going to... I'm being catty and snarky.
I know you are, but the other thing is, you know, it's just ridiculous because we knew, and I was giving warnings on the Truckers Highway Imbiber report 2 and 3 days before the storms ever hit, warning them that the conditions were going to be prevalent for this sort of thing to happen. So it's not like they didn't know.
Well, you know, Fox has a brand new weather app system division now. And they put it out there. This is going to happen. We have a confluence of conditions here. This is what's going to happen. So, but it, I mean, you can prepare quickly in order to save lives, but you can't stop the destruction.
Okay, well, let's go.
Unless we blow stuff out of the air, so out of the atmosphere.
Let's go to the phone line. We've got Ian on here. Ian had called me during the break, and he didn't want to go on, but I think maybe now he wants to. Okay, Ian, what do you want to talk about?
I just got a real quick comment.
Sure.
This whole EV, electric vehicles, electronic, electric power, it's just a big political boondoggle. They're just going to reward their friends and their cronies. These are make-work ways to steal money and for hedge funds and such, and people that are politically connected with the liberal regime. And listen, go crack open a history book of the Internet. And look back to 100, 120, 130 years ago when the automobile was coming into being. Henry Ford, Duryea, Daimler, the Chevrolet brothers, the Dodge brothers, they didn't go begging and running to the government. The industry was self-sustaining. Electric vehicles can never make it in a free market.
You're right.
That's why the government's jamming this down our throat. It's a loser.
Yep.
Thanks, bye.
Thank you. He's right.
There's a TV show that I watch every once in a while called Expedition Unknown with Josh Gates. And a couple of years ago, he did one where they had apparently found some evidence of why the woolly mammoth became extinct. The woolly mammoth. We're going back just thousands of years.
Right.
And out of political correctness, they said that the woolly mammoth went extinct because of climate change.
Oh.
I rest my case.
Oh,
okay?
God.
If that's true, I rest my case.
Good God.
I mean, I was, like, shocked when I heard that.
Well, I'm not surprised. All right. But the thing of it is, and we got about 30 seconds here. The thing of it is, I got another little message here from Kentucky. They're still trying to find survivors amongst the rubble. They may or they may not. And they still have dozens of people missing. We don't know the exact amount. But they did find some 90 people they thought were missing. They found them. So at least that's a relief.
Yeah.
All right. Here comes the music. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Same time. Same bat channel. Okay. Denise Simon, everybody. FoundersCode.com. FoundersCode.com. Check her out. Find out what she's all about. I'm sure you're going to like what you see.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Biden administration is quickly acting to help one of the six states struck by deadly tornadoes on Friday night. The hardest hit was Kentucky. Governor Andy Beshear says a disaster declaration was quickly approved.
We've now been granted the immediate federal state of emergency. It is rare. It was granted incredibly quickly, and we are grateful to Homeland Security, to FEMA, and to President Biden himself.
Meanwhile, crews in Illinois continue to search the rubble of an Amazon warehouse for those unaccounted for after that was destroyed by a Friday night tornado. At least six people died when the roof collapsed there, and there are several still unaccounted for. A new ABC News Ipsos poll finding 69% of the people surveyed are not happy with the president's handling of inflation. And this is USA Radio News.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
This is the captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is. In this edition of the Captain's America Third Watch, military and veterans news is brought to you by the National Aviation Academy with two locations. Find them online at naa.edu. That's naa.edu. Okay? And right now, you're going to hear more about them.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has two locations to serve you. One is in Concord, Massachusetts, right outside Boston, and the other one is right down here in the Tampa Bay area, Clearwater, Florida. I'm on this side of the bay in Tampa. They're on the other side of the bay in Clearwater. Now, what I suggest to everybody is that you give them a call at 800-659-2080 and ask to take the tour. That number again is 800-659-2080 and ask to take the tour of one of their campuses, whichever one's the closest for you. And that'll really help you make a well-informed decision on what you want to do, because you'll be able to talk to not only some students, but some teachers, and of course you'll be able to talk to the people that handle the student loans. Now, if you are a post 9/11 veteran, more than likely you haven't used your benefits yet, so your benefits will be intact. You'll be able to get your education, your training for your certification as an aviation maintenance tech, and on the government's dime. Now, for those of you that may not, because you've used up your veterans' benefits or whatever, obviously the student loan route, which is what civilians would have to do anyway. So, let's talk right now about the National Guard being called out in four states to deal with the healthcare staffing crisis. Now, late last week, Indiana became the latest state to deploy the National Guard to hospitals. The Indiana Department of Health confirmed to local media that Guard members were sent to 13 facilities after officials with Indiana University Health, the state largest hospital system, made the request. So they have, right now, a contingent. Now, there are six-person National Guard teams with both clinical and non-clinical members that have been sent to the 13 Indiana University hospitals for two-week rotational intervals. Now, in New Hampshire, authorities confirmed several days ago that about 70 Guard members would be deployed within the coming weeks to provide non-clinical support at medical care facilities. Now, the deployment will start right about now and lasts for about 2 weeks as it rotates until the need is no longer there. In Maine, Democratic Governor Janet Mills said on December 8th that she activated about 75 additional National Guard members. They will be used to provide non-clinical support to healthcare facilities coming months after the state board issued a vaccine mandate for health workers that several courts refused to block, and as a result, a number of healthcare workers are not working, created a shortage, enter the National Guard. And of course, we have New York, where the state's National Guard is conducting a similar mission. 120 Army medics and Air Force medical technicians to 12 long-term facilities and nursing homes to ease the staffing shortages. Now we'll see how long all of this goes out. Also, we had an unusual story over the weekend about the Maxwell Air Force Base in Montgomery, Alabama, where a woman said she went to the base on Saturday to spend the day with her sister when a man randomly started attacking her and only stopped when security personnel shot him. Well, come to find out, they killed him. We don't know who he is yet. And the woman, Lakeisha McCall, and her family were walking into the Gunter Annex, which is a post-annex, when a man got out of his car, charged at them, pushed her sister and mother, and then started banging her head against the wall. Why? Nobody knows. Nobody knows. So we'll have to wait till we find out about that. But as it stands right now, that's all I know. So that's all I can tell you about. Now, you probably, if you were in Tampa, you probably heard this one. If you're not, you didn't. Over the weekend, a U.S. Coast Guard cutter that was sitting in dry dock inside the port of Tampa Bay for repairs caught on fire. Now, the U.S. Coast Guard cutter Benjamin Daly was undergoing repairs in the dry dock Friday at around 7:30 p.m. when nearby workers saw smoke billowing from inside the vessel. By the time fire crews arrived, smoke and flames were seen coming from the below the deck and extending through the roof. At least three fire engines arrived to put out the flames, and authorities said the fire was under control within 45 minutes and extinguished shortly thereafter. Now, while there were no injuries reported to the firefighters or civilians, there was a lot of serious damage done to the Coast Guard cutter Benjamin Daly. Investigators currently are working to see what led to the fire. Now, folks, those kind of things don't happen every day. And I'm sure just like, and by the way, you know where my mind went was to the Bonhomme Richard and the incident that happened there. That's where my mind went right away. So I certainly hope it's nothing like that, but because they were working and there might have been some welding or something to do with torches, and you're around flammable material, paint, by the way, is flammable, you have a problem. Now, I'm sure they'll find out as soon as they can about whatever it is that transpired. But again, no one was hurt. But the Coast Guard will have to rebuild that cutter or scrap it, whatever the case might happen to be. And I know they've got new, what they call fast boats coming, but that's one heck of a way to get one, isn't it? So anyway, and let's not forget that we also heard, reporting this earlier, I might add, we also heard that South Korea announced that in principle, anyway, they had reached a deal with the U.S., North Korea, and China to end the Korean War, because it's still a war declared by a declaration that has not ever been rescinded. So we'll see what happens here. Now, this is in principle only, they've agreed. Doesn't mean it's going to be what it's going to be. We won't know any of that for a while yet. But at least it's a start. And the Space Force, news from the Space Force, people always want to know what they're up to. Well, there is a comet, Leonard, making its closest approach to Earth. It's taken 80,000 years to get to our vicinity, and the Space Force is watching this very carefully. I'll be right back with Chris Markowski.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
I need to file my tax return right for the first time. How can I be sure to do that?
Doing your taxes yourself? Using e-file is the best way to file an accurate tax return. Mistakes can delay your refund, so spend an extra few minutes making sure you can file an accurate return the first time around. Avoid common errors by spelling all names correctly and using correct Social Security numbers. Double-check your bank account numbers for direct deposit and double-check your math, too. Oh, yeah, don't forget to sign and date your return.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
This is Paul Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Well, thank you very much, Kyle Warren, and we will take it right away. You know, folks, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is on every day at this time, and he is brought to you by Moss Acura. And if you love the feel of a high-end SUV, you'll love Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura. Now, the powertrain and technology of the Acura lineup is better than ever, and the flagship MDX Sport Utility has had a complete refresh that's made this great SUV far and away the leader in its class. Now, the MDX has a more rigid body, double wishbone suspension, comes with a 345-horsepower engine, plus some amazing creature comforts like quilted leather seats and front seat massagers, and boy, does that feel fantastic on this bad back. Now, Moss Acura offers home and office pickup and delivery, and their lease programs are some of the industry's best. Your Moss Acura also comes with Moss Care with free oil changes and tire rotations for life. Now, they honor those that have served our country with the You Serve, You Save program for active duty military, veterans, first responders, and church pastors, too. They're located on North Ford Avenue, next to Nissan. Find them online at Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. That's Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. And don't forget to tell them The captain sent you. Well, good morning, Mr. Watchdog.
Good morning.
How about them Bucks?
Well, that was a game, wasn't it?
Boy, oh boy, I'm telling you. And that pass that he threw to number 16, Perriman?
Yeah.
I mean, this kid in the last, I think it was just activated about 2 weeks ago, and all of a sudden, every now and then, he shows illusions of grandeur. He's a new player. I believe he's a rookie. And just amazing.
Well, again, Bucks kind of let them back in the game. Though that was kind of an interesting one.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, they probably should have taken care of business a little bit earlier and got all they needed was a couple first downs earlier on and longer possession when they got there. But it was definitely a good ball game. There was a couple of them that that second part came down to the wire. I was actually at the Meadowlands yesterday. A friend of mine went out to watch the Jets lose again. Dismal. I actually don't even go for the football. I just go for the tailgate.
Well, you know, the Bucks are coming up here to play the Jets in a couple of weeks or so.
Yeah, I think by that point in time, I think it'll be, I don't even know if Brady will be starting. It's the last game of the season. You guys will probably have, you know, if you have home field advantage taken care of, which maybe not.
Well, the last game of the season for you, not us.
Oh, it's not?
No.
I thought it was, maybe second to last game, but.
Yeah.
You know, who knows, you know, what the records are going to be.
Yeah, our last game is a home game.
Okay.
And we play either Carolina or, it's one of our division players. By the way, Sunday night we play New Orleans on the Sunday night game.
Yeah, I watched them yesterday, right up close and personal. Not very good.
Yeah.
But just worse.
Okay. Money is a big topic these days. And Larry Kudlow, once again, chimes in and says the Fed should start raising rates right now.
Yeah, well, I think they should have started raising them a long time ago. But, again, you know, you talk about inflation, and I discussed this on my program. The Fed... there's no Paul Volcker to come and do the things that were done back in the early part of the 80s to basically do away with inflation. They can't do it now because the amount of debt our country's in makes it impossible. The Fed's basically in a box. You want to talk about raising interest rates in a parabolic fashion, that would basically destroy our nation's budget. You would throw everything off. You know, they talk about CBO projections, all this other stuff. When the portion of our expenses every single year that go to paying interest on our debt have to go up, people fail to realize that much of our debt is not in 30-year bonds. They're in short-term instruments that perpetually have to be rolled over again and again and again and again. And when they're rolled over at a higher interest rate, well, guess what? Then more of the money from that tax dollars that come in from the budget need to be spent on interest payments. And that would basically throw off all plans by the big government types. So I don't know. You know, the Fed's probably going to raise rates, but it's going to be more or less window dressing as far as I'm concerned. Even if they raise them, you know, a couple hundred basis points, is it going to make that much of a big deal? No. Is it going to make that much of a dent? I certainly don't think so.
Now, New York City just passed a legislation, and I believe de Blasio signed it over the weekend, to allow some 800,000 illegals to vote. Is that correct?
They're not illegals. I think it's just they're not yet citizens. I think that they have legal working papers or something like that, but not yet U.S. citizens.
But that was just to vote in the city election.
Yes, it's the city election. I don't agree with it, but I think that these are just like it applies to about 800,000 people that are legal residents in the city of New York, but are not.
Okay. Now you know who else agrees with you.
Who's that?
Senator Marco Rubio. He's introducing a bill this week aimed at defunding the cities, allowing non-citizens to vote.
Yeah, I mean, I think that there should be something to be said for trying to work to gain American citizenship. I mean, we make it way too easy. Yeah, I mean, I'd love to have a conversation about this with people. I think people fail to realize you know, just to, you know, and understand our culture and our history. You know, I made the suggestion that in order to graduate, get a high school diploma in the United States, you have to pass a basic citizenship test. Mm-hmm. Not that hard. And guess what? If you can't pass that citizenship test, you can't vote. And until that point in time, you can pass it. You know, you can't. I don't care. You can take it unlimited amount of times. You can take it every single day. But until you pass that test, you shouldn't be allowed to vote. I think that that's important. I think there's something to be said by becoming an American citizen, because I know, you know, plenty of people that have gone through it, and it, you know, it's something that means a lot to people. To watch, you know, lately was made national news. The basketball player from Turkey, Enes Kanter,
right,
and he's fighting for the rights of you know, the Uyghurs and China and all the slave labor and the things that are taking place there. He just recently became an American citizen,
yep,
which is, you know, good for him, but it's going to also, you know, he's a marked man. He can't go to certain countries. He can't go back to Turkey and other places because they want to pick him up because he's been critical of Erdogan and the Turkish regime. But, you know, he just shows how much he appreciates this place, and I think too many people do not.
Uh-huh. Now, the Democrats are being extremely quiet over Kellogg's announcement that they're going to get rid of the striking 1,400 union workers and permanently replace them with other workers.
Interesting. I mean, I'm going to be honest with you, Matt. I haven't looked into this story as of yet. I find that fascinating. I mean, obviously, they got to get people back to work. I'm sure that you're going to see some political blowback from this very quickly. I don't know what the conditions are in regards to their contract negotiations, what they're getting paid. Oftentimes, you know, something when labor markets are tight, sometimes companies make mistakes in regards to, you know, contracts that are put together, mm-hmm, and put them behind the box. I mean, this is why, you know, one of the reasons why we destroyed American automakers is because, the companies ended up becoming, you know, pension and benefit companies that also made cars. And they were no longer making good cars anymore because too much money had to be allocated to, you know, a myriad of different, you know, union deals,
right,
that they had. And that's, you know, why they went out of business and we had to bail them out.
Now, the next debt limit vote, I believe, is on the 15th. Does that sound right? They have till the 15th?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, no, wait. I thought that they pushed that to February.
I'm wrong. I'm not sure, because the next debt limit vote will have no GOP support, and I thought it was the 15th of December. I'll have to look it up.
I thought they agreed to push it to, I think, January, February. I'm not sure. I thought that's what they went over. I gotta check on that. I mean, Matt, yeah, it's like Groundhog Day. We have the same conversation every couple of months, it seems like.
That's right. And they went and they changed it, but I'm not sure what they changed it to. By the way, retailers want Congress to stop the online outlets from selling stolen goods.
Oh, I agree. They don't want pawn shops to do it. They shouldn't allow the online retailers to do it either.
You bet. All right, here comes the music. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Take care. All right, Chris Markowski, everybody. The Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com to find out more. I'll be right back.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.